Welcome to Story Talking with Laksh, episode 96. My name is Laksh Datta, and if the title doesn't tell you already, I like to talk about stories. I like to tell stories, I like to make them up. Currently, I'm in the middle of writing one. It's called Dad, We Need to Talk, and in the last episode, 95, that was called Navigating a Blank Map, I introduced the idea of the story because I'd just come up with it pretty much a few hours before I recorded the podcast. In that episode, I basically told you about the story, what the premise was, what I started with, and how it developed over time. So I'll just catch you up. This is a story about a girl and her dad having a difficult conversation. She wants to tell him, she invites him to this restaurant to meet him, doesn't tell him what it's about. She just texts him, Dad, we need to talk, and then he shows up. And what she wants to do is tell him that she's moving out of the house to live with her partner. And the dad also has something that he wants to share. I hadn't revealed any of that in the last episode because I didn't know what it was. And another aspect of the story that I knew was important was that the mom in the story, that the mom of the girl and who was also the wife of the husband, has passed away an indefinite amount of time ago. I established that that was probably happened during her college years or something, the girl's. She felt guilty for not being there for her mom during that time, so now she's been overcompensating by taking care of the dad, but their relationship now is very much where they don't really connect anymore. She's a daughter, he's a dad, and they should connect over grief. They should connect over having their own relationship. And this conversation is where all of that gets figured out. My idea is that both of them are making some sort of a decision to move on. But at the same time, and during the conversation, it'll be revealed that what they're really feeling like is that they're moving away from each other in the process. And can they really reconcile that? So if you've never heard an episode of this show before, let me tell you, this is, we get deep into literally story talking. I said this in the last episode, and I don't think I can say it better again, but I'll repeat it. I like people talking. I like the idea of talkies, which is what movies became, what they later became. But for me, the idea of audio storytelling, and, you know, like old school radio plays, that's the essence of this this story, where you just feel like you're connected to the characters. You're listening to this when you're in the gym, you're listening to it when you're driving, you're listening to it on the metro. You, unlike a movie where you're visually being given all these sensations and cues of what to feel, in an audio story, my hope is, in this particular case, that you just feel like you're sitting right next to these two people on the dinner table and you're hearing this conversation. One aspect that I want to go over in this episode is that, did I tell you what it's called? I mean, you know what it's called because that's the name of the title that you just clicked on. I have decided to call this episode, as of right now, I'm not sure. I have two titles, and by the end of this episode, we'll pick one. One is called putting meat on the skeleton, or, you know, a version of that, putting the meat on a skeleton and all that. And the other is called The Heart of the Story, finding the heart of the story. Or, I don't know, pumping blood to the heart of the story. I have no idea. You get the two general directions. Now, we'll pick something by the end, all right? And then you actually would already know that. I don't, so we'll see how that goes. One of the things that if you're going to be doing this at some point, I want to point out, when you're writing a conversation, and it's not over time, you're not writing the lives shared by two people over years and years. If you're writing something like this where It's about 30 minutes and it's live, where you're not jumping across time to tell the story. You have to pick the right time. You have to pick the right 30 minutes. This conversation, particularly, Dad, we need to talk. It is a conversation which is an event in their lives, something they're going to remember for a while. While it's happening, they're not going to really notice that this is something they're going to remember for a while. But hopefully, by the end, even the characters are like, oh, I think we'll be talking about some of the things that we've been avoiding with each other. This conversation is something they didn't expect to have, but by the end, they're going to feel like, oh, we touched some things that we've never faced, or we've never discussed, and we've never really thought about. And all of that will come up in the conversation rather than there being some sort of a pre-plan for either character. One thing that I've tried to really focus on in this story, particularly, and in a way, the previous ones, I don't think I worked it into the plan that much, is that whatever plan they walk in with, I don't want that plan to succeed. Whatever the girl thinks she wants to talk about, whatever the dad thinks he wants to talk about, I don't want things to go the way they intended them to go. I want things to get haphazardly intertwined. I want both of them to not like that the person is changing the topic, or I want them to try to stick to their agenda but not being able to. I want there to be some just, the way you would talk to a sibling, the day you would talk to someone you've known for years and years. You want to get something out, but you know them so well that you start getting even sometimes annoyed before they even say something because they know what they're about to say. That sort of closeness between two people can only really come if they've known each other for forever. And in this scenario, I mean, the dad has known the girl the entire 28 years she's existed. They both anticipate each other's reactions and feelings, which ends up affecting how they converse with each other even before the other person has the chance to respond. Oh, by the way, in the last episode, I want to quickly just go over one thing. I told you that I very easily decided to have the mom be dead. She doesn't exist. I technically killed her. And I realized just after I did that episode that so many movies, like family movies, Disney movies, Pixar movies, the protagonist doesn't have like about one parent. They sometimes don't have any parents, but they don't have one parent. And I think I realized why that is. I think in the writing process, removing one parent just adds more drama. And it kind of makes things more efficient. In this scenario, I could have written this conversation being between the girl and both parents. But to me, so much more gets added to the story if there's only one parent and he feels the weight of having to be two parents. And to the girl, it's like he's not even being one parent properly. So there's just so much more meat there. And now we come back to that idea of putting meat on the skeleton. So, figuratively, obviously, the skeleton in this metaphor is the story that we came up with in the last episode. I would consider this to be the middle episode of a 3-episode arc, because I'm not done with the story yet, but I want to talk about that to you in a little bit. For me, again, the skeleton is what the story structure is, what we've created, the basic premise. And the meat is the content, the dialogue that fills the story and gives this body all its, well, bodiness. So now let me tell you exactly what has been happening. I spent, after the first session that I told you about, that was the writing session I did when I came up with the skeleton and the basic structure of what the story is going to be about. I've spent 2 more days, and by days I mean about 2 hour writing sessions. I think I spent about 4 hours writing after that. And I think in the first sitting, which was right before the last episode where I came up with the skeleton, probably wrote about rough and rough, maybe 700, 800 words. Just, and that was mostly me trying things out, seeing where the story could go, potential dialogues, potential scenes, all of that, which I went through in the last one. This time, I think in my first session, when I sat down to actually start writing the dialogue and the content, I think I hit 4,600 words, 4,500 or 600 words total. So first the 800, and then that's 4,600 total. And then the next session after that, which was the last, I've only had two, I think I added another 1,000 words or so. So I think the story right now is at about 5,600 words. There's still a lot left to do. I should already be worried why the story is already at 5,600 words, and I still don't feel it's complete. And you know that I'm trying to stick to 30 minutes, but the last story I wrote, ETA 45 minutes, literally was 45 minutes, and that was 5,600 words already. This one feels like it's going to be a little longer. I keep changing my own rules, but that's okay. The story is the story. It goes where it wants to go. I may still end up editing out some of the things I've written. So far, I would say that if we're sticking with the meat on a skeleton metaphor, I may have added on some too much fat in some areas and not paid attention to some areas. So right now, this person of a story does not look that proportionate. Yeah, that's maybe that's the right way to stop explaining that and not come up with something more graphic. So, why did it take 5,600 words and I still don't know where the story's going? Well, let me tell you why. This is where the other possible title of the show comes in, of this episode. The thing I wanted to communicate in the story is something I need there to be one sentence. I need there to be something in the story that makes me feel like the story is unputdownable as a writer. And when that's this crucial thing that I feel like every story needs. It's either a scene, it's either a moment, it's either something in distinctive about a character. For me, that's something I call the heart of the story, of the heart of, well, the heart of the body, in this scenario. Usually, I hope to hit it at least by midway through the story. So in this scenario, I feel like I've hit 5,600 words. I'm pretty sure that's 80% of the story. The final version obviously may not be that much longer. I may end up cutting things. But when I was typing this, I was just thinking, what is the heart of the story? Because I couldn't find anything. I think I'd written about four, I'd hit perhaps 4,000 words or so. And I really couldn't figure out where is that moment, where is that thing that is binding me to finish the story as a writer. And it doesn't always have to be a moment or I guess a character thing or even a line of dialogue. Sometimes it can just be part of the narrative structure that you've given for. So if you remember the last story that I discussed, and again, if you have never heard the show before, I apologize for the next 30 seconds. But you can go back and listen to it if it intrigues you enough. I wrote a story called ETA 45 Minutes, which I discussed a few episodes ago. In that one, the narrative structure was the heart of the body. It was what told me that, oh, this is a 45-minute story because this guy is going to be on the phone for 45 minutes in traffic. and then I added everything else. Then I added the whole story. But depending on the story, the heart can be anything. It can be a character trait. It can be a moment. It can be a line of dialogue. Basically, anything that gives the story the jolt of life that makes me not want to stop writing it until it's done. And more importantly, as a writer, this is something that I don't know if I should admit, but I will tell you. If I can't find the heart of the story, I can't finish the story. If I don't know what is making it work, making it beat, if I don't know what is flowing the blood into the body, it doesn't exist. It's not a living thing. It's not, then it's just Frankenstein. And even Frankenstein somehow, you know, worked without a heart. So, did I find the heart of this story? Yes. 4,000 something words in, I found the heart. And how did I know it was the heart? Because I wrote it, I know it was the heart because I was planning what I would talk about in this episode, and which in turn is why I ended up writing, because I knew I had to do an episode. I wrote down that, in this episode, I should talk about the heart of the story. And that was right before I started writing that little session. And an hour later, when I was done writing those, about, 3,000 words or so, I knew that this moment had come because, I was typing. And I reached a point where I didn't even know who was the one typing it. Because I reread it afterwards and I couldn't believe that I had done this. And I don't mean that in a braggy way. I'll tell you the truth of why I'm saying that. As I finished writing that sentence, I started crying. And not in a sobby, you know, tears going down and it's, you know, something to worry about, but I could feel that I was welling up and a tear was about to exit my eyes, and I was in a public place, so I stopped it. But that has never happened before. I have never written something that made me start crying, and it won't make sense right now, but I'll tell you that it was just a scene. It wasn't something dramatic. It actually didn't have anything to do with the mom, by the way. It was just a father-daughter moment. It was just a scene where the dad is telling the daughter about something she used to do as a toddler. And as soon as I wrote it, before I could even type the daughter's response, I knew that I could feel that this was the heart of the story. This is what I have to earn through the other words. So I've reached this point where the story is pretty much, like I said, disproportionately full of meat. I have to cut some down. Man, this metaphor is getting too graphic and visual. But it's okay. It's not a real person. It's just a story. I feel maybe, hopefully, by this weekend, I would have finished it, and then we can talk about that process in the next episode. I'm so hoping that I finish it this week so that I can, well, not move on to the next one, but have something more to tell you about this process. The last story, I only had one episode where I talked through everything with you. But yeah, this one has taken two so far. Let's see, hopefully, one more and we should be done. You'll find out in the next one, and so will I. See you next week.